Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to the Waves of Radio Islam International this evening. It is just gone 7:37. So we have roughly about 23 minutes before we will have to conclude this program. So being a Monday evening between the hours of 7:30 and 8 o'clock, that is when we have the Senha programs. We have one of the representatives of Senha that gives us some information and answers the questions that our listeners have with regards to various items, products, sweets, chocolates, and there's a list of items that people ask and inquire about. So let's welcome Mulana on the program. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the Radio Islam listeners.
Mulana, it's been a long time that we have been on this program. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, that's good. Okay, Mona, so let us start. The questions are coming in. We'll just let the listeners know that the WhatsApp, Radio Islam's WhatsApp line is running, alhamdulillah. So you can send your queries through to that number. The queries will come through and we will forward it to Mona. And if you feel that you want to call in as well, you are more than welcome to do that as well. Our engineer, Brother Ziad, is ready to take those calls as well. So, Mona, the first question, is Lancewood cheese slices halal?
Okay, with regards to Lancewood cheese products made in South Africa are certified halal by Senha. Unfortunately, we do not have information on the imported variants, so the consumer has to check on the packaging for the country of origin.
Okay, Marana, when you're saying Lancewood made in South Africa, you're referring to all the products or is it only a certain range?
No, any Lancewood cheese that is made in South Africa is certified halal by Senha.
So whether it's a block of cheese, cheese slice, anything, so long as it's Lancewood, it's cheese, and it's made in South Africa.
They do have an imported variant. Those ones we don't have information. It is not included in the certification.
All right, so Lancewood imported variants should rather stay away from. Here's another question, Mulan. Assalamu alaikum. Is Oreos made in Bahrain halal?
Okay, with regards to Oreos, Oreo made in Bahrain, Pakistan, it comes from different countries, Indonesia. They are all halal suitable, but with regards to the Indonesian one, the strawberry variant contains carmine, so that one is not approved by Senha.
Okay, if you can just repeat that one, Maulana, which is that one, the Indonesian
Oreo Oreo biscuits that we find in our market in South Africa is imported from Bahrain, made in Indonesia, made in Pakistan, so you find different country of origin.
Okay.
So, but Indonesian strawberry variant contains carmine, but the one made in Pakistan doesn't contain carmine. So when you're purchasing, when it's strawberry variant, just make sure there is no E120 under the ingredients.
E120, okay.
Or carmine. E120, carmine. Carmine is an insect-derived colorant.
Okay. All right. The listener should keep aware of that. I believe we have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. I want to know chicken licken in Sukunda if it's halal.
Okay. With regards to chicken licken, they haven't come forward or apply for certification, so these outlets are not certified by Senha, so we cannot give any assurance.
Okay, Jazakallah for the call. Marana, what about PS chocolates made by Cadbury? Is that halal?
PS chocolate is halal suitable.
Okay, somebody's asking about Perfect Touch hair gel. Is it okay to use?
Okay, this product may be used.
Okay, it can be used. Okay, somebody's asking a question. Is it true that some I think it's supposed to be toothbrush, maybe the spelling's put out. So is it true some toothbrush is made out of pig's hair?
You see, it's possible it could be made out of pig hair. But if they can specify which brand of toothbrush they require information on, then we may assist them through the insurance.
Okay, but as a general rule, as they are asking, there are some, so you've got to be careful with some of them.
It could be, and also there are some toothbrushes available in the market that made out of pig hair.
Okay. Mana, somebody is asking, with regards to Cadbury chocolate, there was that thing last year where, Cadbury and Mondelez, the company that had bought them over. So somebody had been asking that, okay, let's just go to the lines very quickly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Your question, you live on it?
See, I just want to find out if the Chinese spring roll sheets halal.
The TYJ
spring roll? TYJ, correct.
Yeah, this product is halal suitable.
It is?
Si.
Certified by Senha.
It's not certified by Sanha. It is certified by Majlisul Ulama Singapore. It is a reputable certification body in Singapore, and we have contacted the manufacturer and also seen to the ingredients. The product is well suitable.
Okay, perfect. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah for that, brother. Okay, no other callers. Well, with regards to the answer that you gave, well, not to the answer that Manar gave, but, you know, I think last week as well, there was in her head, you know, there was on social media, there was a picture going around, and in the picture, they were basically explaining the difference between something being halal suitable and halal certified. Maybe I think it would be good if Molana could even maybe explain that to the listeners so that,
Yeah, we have a consumer department where what we do is, it is mainly our main, object is to assist the consumers with regards to any product that is not officially certified halal by Sanha. So what we do, if a product is not certified by halal by Sanha and a consumer has already purchased it, or when they went overseas, they have bought this product, so now they want to consume. So they ask if this product can be consumed. So on behalf of the consumers, what we do to assist the consumer, we contact the manufacturer. And then we request for ingredient disclosure. Then we do an independent evaluation. Then based on the information we have received from the manufacturer, and also depending on the nature of the product, because we don't give this halal suitability for meat products. This is only for non-meat products.
Okay.
So we say, okay, as per the information and disclosure or whatever documentation we have received from the manufacturer, we are satisfied with it and it is halal suitable. But if it is halal, when we say it is halal certified, that means we have an agreement with the manufacturer. We do regular audits. We can give 100% halal assurance for such products.
JazakAllah for the clarity, Mulana. I think we have another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Maaf, I want to find out white wine vinegar. Can you have?
See, white wine vinegar is halal suitable.
JazakAllah for that call. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, Ma, so JazakAllah for giving the clarity. Now, as we were asking, I think before one of the second caller there, somebody is asking with regards to Cadbury's. Now, Cadbury's has been taken, you know, with the whole Mondelez takeover. There was a thing about Cadbury's should only be purchased that Cadbury's, you know, purchased that which has been manufactured in South Africa. So somebody asking with regards to Cadbury's manufactured in Egypt.
Okay, with regards to Egypt, I can recall few products, 5-star, Oreo coated with dairy milk, marvelous creation, Oreo chocolate bar, or chocolate slab. These ones are halal suitable, but if they require information, any other Cadbury product that is made in Egypt, if they can specify, we may assist them for the insurance.
Okay, so basically there are certain Cadbury products from Egypt that is certified, it's okay.
It's not certified.
It's suitable. Okay. All right.
Those ones are marvelous creation, 5-star, Oreo coated with dairy milk and Oreo slabs.
Okay. All right. JazakAllah for that. What about Richester, the chocolate eclairs?
Okay, this product is halal suitable.
Richester chocolate eclairs, that's suitable. Okay, let's look.
With regard to Richester product, we inform the consumers because some of the products contain bovine gelatin derived from unverified sources. So when they purchase a Richester product, just check on the ingredient disclosures to make sure that this product does not contain any gelatin.
Okay. All right. JazakAllah for that. Another question. What about Sour Punk? Mona, it seems like today it's all about sweets and chocolates. Somebody asking about Sour Punk.
Maybe they should have sent some sample for us. What's the product name again, Mark?
Sour Punk.
Sour Punk. Okay, this product, just check on the ingredient disclosures that there is no gelatin. The gelatin-free variant is halal suitable.
Gelatin-free variant is suitable. What about, okay, somebody asking back to chocolates, Cadbury Crunchy.
Cadbury Crunchy product is halal suitable. I think this is made in Poland, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Marshmallow Easter eggs.
Okay, with regards to marshmallow Easter eggs, you will find Woolworths or Candy, the one made by Candyland, are certified halal by Sanha. But other products like Maynard, Beacon, Mr. Sweet, those products contain bovine gelatin derived from unverified sources, so those are not approved by Sanha.
Okay, so basically when it comes to marshmallows, it's not just the name. You've got to look at who's making it, and that will depend on whether it will be halal or not. What about Polar ice cream?
Polar ice creams are certified halal by Sanha.
Okay, that's good. Robertson's Chicken Spice.
Okay, Robertson's Chicken Spice is also certified halal by China.
Okay. Okay, now this, they're reversing the question. Normally they ask if a product is halal. Here they're asking which Colgate toothpaste is haram.
Okay, with regards to Colgate toothpaste, it is still under query. At the moment, we cannot give any assurance.
Is that with regards to the entire Colgate range, Ma?
Yeah. Because this Colgate toothpaste are no longer being manufactured in South Africa. It's being imported from China, Poland, and India.
Okay, so Colgate rather stay away from. What about this one here, Frimax beef flavor?
See, this product is halal.
Even the beef flavor is right?
Yeah.
Okay. Same person asking which toothpaste is suitable to use.
Okay, with regard to toothpaste, Aquafresh, Close Up, Miswak, Mentadent P, Sensodyne, these toothpaste products may be used. It's halal suitable.
Okay. Let's see this one. What about which brand of dental floss is halal?
Okay, with regards to dental floss, Cleek's Wax Floss, Cleek's Satin Floss, Oral-B, the whole variant. They have different ones, waxed, unwaxed, mint, unflavored. The whole variant is fine. And also Johnson & Johnson Waxed Floss and Sunstar.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. There's a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So you can go ahead. What is the call?
Magnum ice cream and Dairy Milk chocolate, Cadbury's.
Okay, with regards to Cadbury chocolates made in South Africa are halal suitable besides Cadbury Fluffy. Because Cadbury Fluffy contains boy and gelatin derived from unverified sources. So when you buy a Cadbury product, you just have to check on the packaging to make sure it is made in South Africa. And okay. Your second question is Magnum ice cream, right?
Gee, the second query was about Magnum ice cream.
Magnum ice cream manufactured in South Africa is certified halal by SAMA.
Okay. JazakAllah for that, I hope the caller did get those answers. But the one thing that I think is sometimes becomes a bit confusing is when you say Cadbury, then you say only those made in South Africa, but there are others made in Egypt, etc.
Yeah, so with regards to imported, there is few, like Five Star, Crunchy, Oreo, Breakaway.
Mm-hmm.
Those products are halal suitable.
Okay, that's good. Manana, is ethanol and magnesium stearate permissible, found in medicine?
Okay, with regards to ethanol, normally the ethanol you find in medication is not from alcoholic beverages. So when we say ethanol, there's few things that comes into consideration. First, it shouldn't be from alcoholic beverages, or in other words, if you say khamar asli, it shouldn't be from grape or dates.
Mm-hmm.
So the ethanol you find in medication is mainly sourced either from corn or main starch, potato, sugar cane, can be derived from any other halal sources besides alcoholic beverages. And second consideration, it must be less than 0.5% in the finished product.
Okay, that's interesting.
So if it is more than 0.5%, then it won't be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with regards to magnesium stearate. Magnesium stearate can be derived or could be derived from animal, plant, or synthetically.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is from animal, then obviously it has to come from a halal slaughtered cattle. Mm-hmm. If it is plant, it will always be halal. And if it is synthetic, it will always be halal.
Okay, so just
if a product contains magnesium stearate or ethanol and it has a SANHA logo, then we can give assurance, you know, it is coming from a halal source.
Okay.
But if a product that does not bear our logo, it is not certified by SANHA, then we need to contact the manufacturer to to find out where is it derived from.
Okay. What about Gouda cheeses from Woolworths?
Okay, with regards to Woolworths cheese, they source this product from different manufacturers.
Mm.
And they get it packed under their name. So if it is coming from a SANHA certified establishment, it would be our logo. Mm. So we cannot give any assurance on product that does not be our logo.
Okay. Let's see now. What about Pepsodent Oral-B toothbrush? Is that okay?
Oral-B toothbrush?
Yeah, the Oral-B toothbrush.
Okay, I cannot call offhand at the moment. If they can contact our offices tomorrow morning, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, what about, there's another make also in toothbrush, Pepsodent.
Pepsodent, we don't have information.
No information. Perhaps it will be Malana, I'll find out. Okay, what about chappies? The original chappies?
Chappies are halal sutu.
And then same person asking, what about hundreds and thousands? Which ones are approved by Sena?
Okay, with regards to this, we'll have to contact our officers tomorrow. We may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay.
Because
I cannot quote it at the moment. Okay. Is Wampi and Sabi Mpumalanga halal?
Okay, this one also, if they can log on to our website, they can find out. If not, they can contact our officers tomorrow. We may assist them further, inshallah.
All right. What about all gold pasta sauces?
All gold pasta sauce is halal suitable.
Okay. Bubblegum, menthol and toothpaste?
Menthol and toothpaste is halal suitable.
Okay. All flavors?
Yes.
All right. Okay, this is not interesting. Which airline foods are halal?
With regards to airlines, we haven't certified any of the airline caterers or kitchens, so we cannot give any assurance.
Okay. Mentos, mint, gum.
With regards to Mentos chewing gums, the mint variant, I mean mint flavor is halal suitable. However, there are three flavors which has carmine. Carmine is an insect derived colorant. So one is grape. Second is berry blind glass. Third is bubble mint.
Okay. So those three flavors you got to stay away from.
Yeah. The remaining flavors are fine.
All right. Are there any new skin products which are not halal?
Okay, with regards to new skin products, we cannot give any assurance on their products unless it's a neutral product like soap or something. But if it is a product that is complicated, which has ingredients that need further clarity or declaration from the manufacturer, those kind of products we cannot give any assurance.
Okay, Marana. Somebody asking about Kinder Joy.
Kinder Joy is halal suitable.
And what about the Kinder Bueno?
The Kinder Bueno is also halal suitable.
Children will be happy at least. Okay, somebody asking an interesting question here. Please advise if 0% alcohol beer is halal to consume.
Okay, with regards to 0% alcohol beer, we wouldn't be able to advise. We would always advise the consumer to abstain because we wouldn't know what they're trying to say. Is this term used to say this product does not contain alcohol, or are they trying to say this product had alcohol and now they have de-alcoholized?
Mm.
So we would advise the consumers to abstain.
Okay. What about Melrose original flavor?
With regards to Melrose, the original flavor is halal suitable.
Okay. I think we asked the question previously about Polar ice cream. Somebody asking if Marana can repeat about Polar ice cream. They didn't get it.
Polar ice cream products are certified halal by Sena.
Okay, I'm just waiting for this one here to open now. Let's see. Ask about the Kinder. Somebody asking about Kinder Hippo.
Kinder Hippo is halal suitable.
Is that fine, right? Assalamu alaikum. Which chicken at supermarkets are Sena approved?
Okay, with regards to chicken, there are lots of abattoirs that are either certified or approved by Sena. So I can mention some of the brands: Daybreak, Supreme, Sangiro, Henwell, CC Chicken, Supreme, Henwell. So we would advise if they're buying this brand of chicken to rather buy from a Muslim butcher or a Muslim outlet.
Mm.
But however, if they're buying from a supermarket, which is not encouraged, but if they're in an area where there is no any Muslim butcher and there is no other places, there is only a supermarket, then they have to make sure that it is in the original package.
Okay. Ma, we asked the question just now about Kinder Hippo. Now somebody sent a picture of Candy Happy Hippo. Eating some biscuits.
Okay. With regards to this, they'll have to contact our officers tomorrow. We may assist them further, inshallah.
With regards to the Happy Hippo biscuits, Kinder one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Miswak toothpaste.
Miswak toothpaste is halal suitable.
Okay. What about the Banakwa flavored water?
Banakwa flavored water is halal suitable.
Okay. What about Pringles original ketchups?
Okay. With regards to Pringles made in Malaysia are halal suitable.
Mm.
As for the ones that are manufactured in South Africa, we do not have information on those products.
Okay, somebody's sending another picture. So this looks like, I think it's some maybe water or something. It's called seltzer. Seltzer essence. Pink grapefruit and strawberry sparkling flavored drink.
This product, we do not have information at the moment, so if the consumer can phone our offices and forward the details, we may investigate and assist him further.
Okay, what about Kellogg's instant noodles?
With regard to Kellogg's, we cannot comment on any of their products.
Okay. Then there's some gums here. It's called Haribo. Happy Cola, original.
With regard to Haribo gums, these products contain bovine gelatin from unverified sources, so we cannot give any assurance. These products are not approved by SAMHSA.
Okay, somebody asking, what about Spa hamburger rolls?
With regards to Spa products, as Spa do not want to have any affiliation with Halal, we cannot comment on or give assurance for Spa products.
Okay, and there's another question, I think it's about Spa. Spa biscuits, like Murray biscuits.
Okay. With regards to Spa products, we cannot comment. And they don't want to have any affiliation with Halal. We don't have information to give assurance.
Okay, somebody asking about the food at Victoria Hospital in Tonga. Is that hello?
No, this kitchen is not certified or supervised, monitored by SAMHSA, so we cannot give any assurance.
Okay, what about All Joy noodles?
Is it a plain noodle or... are they referring to any, like, pasta?
No, it's just a question. There's no picture as well, Marana. It's just written, All Joy Noodles. Is it halal?
If you can specify or give more, or provide more information, then we may assist them.
Okay, so whoever's asking the question about the All Joy Noodles, you're going to have to contact in our offices with a little bit more information so that you can get joy out of those noodles. Bumble Sweets.
Bumble? What is it, Bumble Sweets?
It's B-O-M-B-O.
No, I can't call offline at the moment, so if they can contact our offices tomorrow, we may assist them for this job.
Okay. Stumble Lollipops.
Stumble Lollipops? We do not have information on Stumble Lollipops, eh?
No information, okay. You know, when somebody asks one question about something, then others are obviously listening, and then they say, okay, let's also ask maybe with regards to a similar thing. So somebody asked about the hospital, then Victoria Hospital. Now somebody is asking about Itakwini Hospital Food Halal.
Okay, this hospital's kitchen is also okay. Caterer is not certified by SAMHSA, so we cannot give any assurance.
Okay, All Joy Noodles, they're back now. They're talking about chicken and beef flavor.
Is it manufactured by?
And, okay, they don't say who is it manufactured by. They got their chicken and beef flavor. All Joy has the SAMHSA logo.
Okay, because the All Joy products are certified halal by SAMHSA.
Okay.
So we find this product is certified halal by SAMHSA.
All right. What about, let's take a look at this. This looks quite interesting. Avocado love. It's supposed to be avocado olive. Extra virgin olive oil and avocado oil.
Okay, these two products are halal suitable?
It's fine. Although, they're on... okay, yeah, it's made by La Espanolo or something.
Yeah.
Spanish is not too good now. Okay, what about, let's see, this one, yeah, what about chips?
Chipnik chips is halal.
That's fine. Smoothies, sweet. It's pecan. Yeah, pecan smoothies.
Pecan smoothies are halal suitable.
Okay, what about these biscuits here? It's written here, Chelsea spheres. Yeah.
The product is halal suitable.
Okay, that's good. Let's see, Mara, maybe we can... I think time is up. It's already past 8 o'clock. We're going to have to leave it as that. There might be one or two questions. We apologize. We're not able to take it. We have really passed the time. And hopefully, if you really need it urgently, then you can call SAMHSA offices, and they will be happy to assist you. Otherwise, you can wait for next week, and Marana will most probably be back on. Marana will answer your questions next week, inshallah. JazakAllah for your time, Marana.
I mean, if they have any queries, they may contact our offices on 0861-786-111 or send an email to helpline@sanha.org.za.
JazakAllah to the listeners, those that sent in the messages, those that called in, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Let us remember what we need to consider what we are eating, make sure that whatever we're eating, putting into our mouths and allowing to go down into stomachs must be halal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us, guide us, and keep us on the right path. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.